Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
I'm Allison Klein, and I'm here with Nash Palaniswamy. Nash is out of Intel's Austin office. Now, that's a little unusual, Nash. Can you tell me how you got there?
I had the opportunity to move from Chicago to Austin, and I took it immediately just because the heat and humidity in Austin is close to the city. I grew up in India. It's a city called Chennai in the south of India. So I feel at home here in Austin.
What's your job at Intel?
My job at Intel, I'm the product marketing lead for accelerators for the server product marketing group. And I am in charge of figuring out how accelerators can fit efficiently into Intel server products.
Accelerators seem like an old idea that have come back in a big way in computing. Can you tell us about where you're seeing accelerators emerge?
You know, accelerators have been around for a long time. You know, we have seen accelerators from Intel with our math coprocessors. And accelerators have been existing, you know, for quite a long time in other verticals. But currently, what people are using accelerators for is to get a combination of power reduction, raw throughput, and increased precision. And we see a lot of accelerators being used in financial services, in energy, in medical imaging, in life sciences, EDA, and HPC applications. So some of the algorithms that people are looking to accelerate include crypto, XML, Black-Scholes algorithms, for example, in the financial services industry, Kirchhoff time migration algorithms in the energy industry, imaging, FFT kind of applications in the medical imaging industry. So what we're seeing is a lot of folks are looking at using accelerators to overall increase their efficiency of computation in collaboration with our multi-core processors.
So Intel just announced a QuickAssist technology for accelerators. Can you tell me what that's about?
Oh, absolutely. Intel's QuickAssist technology is a comprehensive initiative by Intel to basically assist in the optimized use of accelerators in Intel systems. We want to make sure that our customers can efficiently use accelerators in their systems. So QuickAssist is an umbrella which includes several components. The first one, which is very important to Intel, is encompassing the use of accelerators by a third-party system. So we have an open attached strategy, which I'll talk about later, which allows third-party accelerators to connect to our systems. You know, we believe that the innovation comes out of, you know, our third parties and the ecosystem. So that is a fundamental aspect to our QuickAssist approach. The second part of our QuickAssist technology is our accelerator abstraction layer. So what we have created is an industry-leading software layer which allows you to connect accelerators to Intel systems and allows you to seamlessly migrate across different types of accelerators. The third part of our QuickAssist effort is basically the Intel QuickAssist technology-enabled front-side bus FPGA modules. So these are basically FPGA modules which fit into our front-side bus socket, and they use the accelerator abstraction layer and simplify the use of these accelerators in our systems. Last but not the least is the most important aspect of our QuickAssist strategy, which is integrating these accelerators into our processors. So we have something what we announced called Tolopi, which is basically a system on a chip, which includes IA core and accelerators, and is expected to be coming out in 2008.
You mentioned that some of the first products that will come out associated with QuickAssist are through a front-side bus implementation. Can you talk about which elements of QuickAssist will be enabled in the front-side bus FPGAs?
So one of the things that we did with the front-side bus FPGA effort was to make sure that there is a software aspect to a front-side bus FPGA module and also a hardware aspect. So Intel is actually approaching these in-socket FPGA modules differently. We are providing the front-side bus register transfer logic to the FPGA vendors and third-party vendors so that people do not have to debug and develop code for our bus protocol. So that is a key differentiation that Intel is providing. The second part is we're also providing the Intel QuickAssist technology accelerator abstraction layer, which allows you to seamlessly move across accelerators.
You mentioned an open attach strategy. What does that ultimately mean?
What Intel believes is that the majority of third-party accelerators will connect via PCI Express. Today, over Gen 1 and Gen 2, what we are proposing to the PCI SIG are extensions to PCI Express that we call Geneseo. And we expect these extensions to basically improve the way by which accelerators can attach to our Intel processors and systems. And we expect improved bandwidth efficiency, faster links, and better accelerator performance.
The usage models you describe for accelerators seem to be somewhat of niche plays. PCI Express is an open attach connection that is on the vast majority of systems. Where do you think accelerators will ultimately lie? Is this a niche market or is this broad-based market penetration?
Basically, if you look at the history of accelerators, there are certain types of accelerators which have gained broad adoption, such as graphics. So the adoption of accelerators as a broad market is totally dependent on the workload. There's nothing which prevents an accelerator from being adopted in the broad market. Currently, most of the accelerators are niche, such as accelerators which do floating point execution, for example. But however, as we see accelerators being more broadly adopted, there is a potential for some of these to move from niche to a broader adoption.
What do you think are the key advantages to pursuing an accelerator strategy from an end customer perspective?
Oh, that's a question with a lot of answers. One of the key things that our customers want to see is, a software layer that allows them to seamlessly move from accelerators to software. And that's why with our Intel QuickAssist approach, we are providing the accelerator abstraction layer. That's some of the leadership things that Intel is doing so that our customers can adopt these accelerators and get value in their system today. So ease of use, a software layer, is very important for customers to adopt accelerators into their systems.
If accelerator technology is being used to boost performance, what does this do to power consumption? Power consumption is a huge issue right now in both the client and server space.
You know, one of the values that accelerators bring to the systems that I mentioned earlier was the potential to reduce the power for certain workloads. So, you know, some of the workloads, for example, Black-Scholes on an FPGA accelerator, that has the potential to actually reduce the power over running the same software on the multi-core system. Certain accelerator functions will actually increase the power by running it on accelerators. So there are pros and cons. Certain types of accelerators will actually reduce power, and that is one of the requirements that our customer sees to adopting this accelerator for final deployment.
There are other alternatives to addressing accelerators in the marketplace and other discussions about accelerators going on with different vendors. Why do you think Intel has the right answer here?
Intel has the right answer in the accelerator space because of we've been listening to a customer. You know, and a customer has told us, hey, make it easy for us to integrate an accelerator into our system. And that's why we started off with our attach strategy, which says, hey, we're going to take all the things that are necessary to make accelerators better and use that to extend PCI Express, which is used by the majority of the market. So we have created extensions which we're proposing to the PCI SIG, which allows you to basically have an open ubiquitous standard and allows a multiple of third parties to build accelerators to the system. So that's the first part which Intel has listened to the customer and proposed extensions to an open standard. The second part is basically the QuickAssist approach and especially the QuickAssist accelerator abstraction layer. We have listened to the customer who said that, hey, you know, accelerators need not be the same year one. You know, year two, we could be looking at another type of accelerator. Year three, we could have another type of accelerator. So we really need a software layer which allows us to seamlessly move across different types of accelerators. And we have listened to a customer, and we have come up with the accelerator abstraction layer. So some of these core technologies, which is part of QuickAssist and part of the Geneseo approach, really gives us Intel the leadership in terms of making sure that accelerators can be can be used in an optimized fashion on Intel servers by our customers.
So obviously, Intel can't bring this to market alone. What companies are you working with in terms of developing accelerators for platforms?
Some of the companies that we're working with, for example, on the Intel QuickAssist technology front-side bus FPGA effort includes Xilinx and Altera, two of the leading FPGA vendors. We're also working with Nalitec and Extreme Data to build the modules. We are working with ISV tool vendors who build C2Gates tools, such as Impulse C and Mitrion. And we are getting feedback from several of the OEMs, such as IBM, such as Hewlett-Packard. In terms of the accelerator abstraction layer, we want to make sure we're building the right thing. So we have close collaboration with the leaders in the industry to make sure that we're developing these technologies to address the market.
And it seems like Geneseo is the end game. Who is Intel working with in terms of development of Geneseo technology?
Actually, that's a very good question. Geneseo is a joint proposal between Intel and IBM. So we're working very closely with IBM, but ultimately the PCI SIG will work to publishing the open specification. So PCI SIG is about 900 members from the industry. So ultimately, the specifications is going to have input from about 900 leading members of the industry. So we expect the Geneseo specifications to be top class.
And when do you think that Geneseo is going to be available in the market?
So the Geneseo specifications come out of the PCI SIG. So, it's basically a proposal right now at the PCI SIG. So, I would defer the question to the PCI SIG to figure out when the specifications are going to be available in the market for people to start building accelerators that can connect to a system at that point.
So, Nash, I think I've saved the most important question for last. How are your dogs doing down in Austin?
Oh, my two dogs, Simran and Kancha, are doing wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us today, Nash.
All right. Thank you.
We were just talking to Dr. Nash Palaniswamy about Intel's strategy on accelerators. For more information about accelerators, visit www.intel.com.